The Penticton Library and Museum and Archives will be closed through the month of June while the city installs electrical upgrades throughout the building. The closure is set to begin on May 31st and will end with the building reopening on July 3rd. We understand this will cause disruption to users and we're taking steps to ensure patrons can access the digital collections and also stock up on physical materials, said Chief Librarian Heather Bazell. These upgrades are much needed to ensure our facility can provide the level of service that residents expect. We thank everyone for their patience as we go through this period of renovation. During the closure, the library's physical collections and book returns will not be available. All due dates will be extended through June until the facility is reopened, as the book drop will be closed through the upgrades. The library is increasing the number of books people are able to check out per card to 75. This increase only applies to books, not magazines, DVDs, board or video games or other Library of Things items. A library staff member will be available by phone, 250-770-7781, from Tuesday to Friday between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., to help with any account questions or problems. Questions can also be emailed to info@PentictonLibrary.ca. All digital collections will remain available during the closure with an active Penticton Public Library card, https://PentictonLibrary.ca/borrow/online/closing. Families who've signed up for Summer Reading Club packages will have pickup details announced closer to the date on the library's website and Facebook page. Youth under 24 that are wanting to register for the free transit pass can still do so at City Hall, the Foundry, the Ukmekane Friendship Center or the Community Center. The Penticton Museum and Archives will be closed from May 31st, reopening on July 3rd. Teachers who wish to speak with museum educator, Chandra Wong, or arrange for an off-site program, can call 250-487-9446 after June 3rd. We know that the museum is a popular destination for families as we head into the summer, but these electrical upgrades are needed to bring the building up to par and ensure continued operation for some time to come. The museum will be present at this year's Kids Fest and we look forward to reopening in early July, said Dennis Oeman, manager of the Penticton Museum and Archives. Archival inquiries can be sent to Penticton Museum Archives at penticton.ca or phone 250-490-2452. All inquiries will be dealt with when the archives reopen. The work includes upgrading of the full building infrastructure to the current 600 volts three-phase standard. All equipment being replaced within the facility requires full decommissioning, in addition to the removal and replacement of any non-reusable and obsolete wiring throughout the facility. Read more. Construction work in Penticton on schedule, businesses open as usual.